Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Let me first define honor. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines honor as to regard or treat with admiration and respect. To give special recognition to ones whose worth brings respect or fame. My brothers and sisters, in the scripture verses that precede our selected text for today, we find that it had not been long since Jesus had raised Lazarus of Bethany from the dead. The Bible tells us that many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and Martha after witnessing the miracle of Lazarus being raised by Jesus from the dead, many of them began to believe in Jesus. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the Pharisees and the chief priests called a meeting with the Sanhedrin court, who was the Jewish high court, to plot how to get rid of Jesus. After hearing about the plot on his life, the Bible says that Jesus no longer moved about publicly among the people of Judea. Instead, Fred, he withdrew to a region near the wilderness, to a village called Ephraim, where he stayed with his disciples until the Passover celebration came near. This brings us up to our scriptural text for today. The Bible tells us that 6 days before the Passover, Jesus returned back to Bethany. For in Bethany, Jesus had some dear friends that he would often visit for the purpose of being refreshed and just to get some rest. These friends were Simon the leper, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Now, in order to harmonize scripture with scripture, the other gospel writers tell us that Jesus and his disciples visited visited at the home of Simon the leper. Now, for clarity's sake, at the time that Jesus visited Simon, Simon was no longer a leper. He was healed of his leprosy. How do you know? No Jew in their right mind would go to the house of a leper nor sit down and eat a meal with a person who had leprosy. Simon, who was once a leper, could not shake the title of what he once was. Just like some of us, it is hard for some of us to move past the titles given to us in our past. Some of us, even though we are now saved, sanctified, and changed, are still identified by our past failures and our past conditions. Am I right about it? To some folk, we will always be Lying Larry, Conniving Carol, Bad Billy, No Good Nathan, and Loose Lizzie. For some of us, people will never see us as a new creature in Christ. Am I right about it? Jesus and his disciples are visiting at the house of Simon, who was formerly a leper. And the Bible tells us that Simon wants to honor Jesus by providing him and his disciples with a dinner. Simon invites over to his house Mary, Martha, and Lazarus to join him in honoring Jesus. And let me say right here that it is a good thing to desire to bestow honor upon Jesus. Simon honors Jesus by providing him a dinner in his home. In other words, Simon honors Jesus at his house. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. And the question is this: do you honor Jesus in your home? I'm just going to talk to y'all today. Notice how welcome Jesus is in the home of Simon the leper. Jesus knew that Simon's home was a place where his friends were. He knew that his home was a place where he could feel welcome. Jesus knew that he could rest at Simon's house. Jesus knew that he was the honored guest. And I want to ask us some questions. How comfortable would Jesus feel in our homes? And how comfortable would we be if Jesus showed up at our house? Listen to me good. There are many Christian homes wherein Jesus would not be at all comfortable today. Why, Pastor Wood? Because the things that are watched on television, the words that are used, the attitudes that are displayed, the things that are said and done would be offensive to him and would grieve his spirit. There are many Christian homes where Jesus would feel like an outsider. I want to know, how would Jesus feel at your house? Do you honor him in your home? As followers of Christ, we should strive to have homes where Jesus is always honored and reverenced. We should strive to live the kind of life in our private homes that could be viewed in the public square without being embarrassed or shamed. Honoring Jesus in your home means making him the Lord or master of your home. It means that if Jesus were to come to your house today, he would feel right at home. You know what it means? It means you would not have to spend hours getting rid of things or hiding things. You would be ashamed for him to find or see. Saints, it means that there should be no room, no closet, no cabinet, no drawer, nor cupboard into which Jesus could not look. I want y'all to think about that a moment. Honoring Jesus, let me talk to the brothers, in your homes, husbands, mean you treat your wives with the love and respect that they are due. Husbands, you should treat your wives as a gift from God. Sisters, let me talk to y'all. Honoring Jesus in your homes means that you love and respect your husbands and treat him also as a gift from God. And children, let me talk to you. Honoring Jesus in your home means obeying your parents and giving them the respect that they deserve. Jesus was the welcome guest of honor in the house of Simon the leper. And Jesus should be the welcome guest of honor in our homes as well. But if we are going to honor Jesus in our homes, we have to first, deacons, honor Jesus in our hearts. If you don't honor him in your heart, you sure ain't gonna honor him in your home. Notice with me in verses 2 and 3 that we find three different people mentioned. Martha, Lazarus, and Mary. It is interesting to note that each one of them had a different disposition of heart in how they chose to honor Jesus. Just like us who are here watching and listening today, we are many members, but our hearts are different in how we honor Jesus. Can we look at these three followers of Jesus and see how each one of them honored Jesus in their hearts? First, let's look at Martha. Somebody say Martha. The Bible says that Simon honored Jesus by giving him a dinner. Check out Martha. Martha honored Jesus in her heart by serving Jesus. Verse 2 tells us that Martha served. And check this out. She wasn't even in her own house. She was in the house of Simon the leper. But even though she was not in her own house, she willingly served Jesus where she was. And when a person honors Jesus in their heart, they are willing to serve Jesus anywhere. There are some people, Reverend Lucas, who are only willing to serve Jesus as long as it's in the limelight. They have to always be in charge. But if your heart is in right standing with God, you are willing to serve him even if your name is not called or publicly recognized. Martha honored Jesus in her heart, and she demonstrated it by serving Jesus. Martha used her gift of service to show how much she honored and loved Jesus. So my question is, do you honor Jesus through your service? Oh, why is it so quiet? The next person mentioned in the text is Lazarus. And check out what the scripture says. The scripture simply says that Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with Jesus. Now, there is a specific reason why the Bible tells us that Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with Jesus. While Martha wanted to serve Jesus, Lazarus simply wanted to enjoy Jesus' presence. He wanted to fellowship with him, talk with him, ask him questions, and listen to him speak. He wanted to enjoy every minute he had with the Master. And my brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong with simply enjoying being in the presence of God. Lazarus, in his heart, desired more than anything to be in the presence of Jesus. And I want to know this morning, how much time do you spend in the presence of Jesus? Does your heart desire to hear his words? How much time, New Providence and friends, are you willing to sacrifice just to be in his presence? Then the third person is Mary. instead of simply serving Jesus food, instead of simply enjoying Jesus' presence like Lazarus did, Mary wanted to demonstrate her heart's devotion and honor to Jesus in a more dramatic way. Martha and Lazarus both loved Jesus, and for them, their heart's response to Jesus was commendable. But the text shows us that what Mary felt led to do for Jesus went beyond what the others did. And let me pause right here and say that there are different levels in which we honor Jesus. There are different levels in which we show Jesus that we love him. Some of us go all out to show Jesus that we love him. Some of us give Jesus the best honor and praise that we have to offer him. The Bible says that Mary took a pint of nard, which was made from a plant which grows in India and China. And she anointed Jesus' feet with this expensive perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. And the Bible says that the odor of the perfume filled the house. In other words, Mary's love and honor for Jesus caused her to give Jesus the best that she had. And my brothers and sisters, when your heart is filled with the love of Christ, you will honor him with your best. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen to me good. Many people who claim to love Jesus are not willing to give him their best. Many people who claim to follow Jesus have never come to know him to the degree that they are willing to give him the best of their lives. Can I be honest? Some of us refuse to give God the best of our time, our talent, and our tithes or our money. We don't believe in honoring God with those things, but we honor others, humans, with the best of our time, talent, and money, but God ends up getting our leftovers. Oh, it ain't going to be a shout message today. It's a convicting message. But Mary, somebody say Mary, honored God with the best she had. Not only did she honor Jesus with the best gifts that she had, but she honored Jesus by humbling herself. Why you say that? Because the Bible says she bent down and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. Come on, sisters, take your hair down. Now, to pour an expensive and precious perfume on someone else's feet is one thing. But to wipe it with your hair is another. Mary bent down and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. Now, the Bible says that a woman's hair is her glory. So Mary, in essence, in her act of love, was laying her glory at the feet, Lord, have mercy, of Jesus. She was giving up her pride. No matter what others thought. And she humbly decided to give Jesus all the glory and honor that she could muster. And as I close, when our hearts are filled with the love of Jesus, we too will honor Jesus by giving him the best that we have and by humbly worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Now, in verse 4, of the Bible, it tells us that Judas Iscariot, the one who would later betray Jesus, accused Mary of wasting her precious perfume. Perfume, which he claimed could have been sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor. Now, a denarii was equivalent to one day's working wage. So Judas says that what Mary did for Jesus was a waste of resources. Now the Bible says that Judas said it was a waste because he was not genuinely concerned about the poor. But he wanted to steal the money that the perfume could have brought into the money bag that he held for Jesus and his disciples. And my brothers and sisters, When you honor God with your living and with your love, when you love him in your heart and honor him in your living, there will always be some folk who will try to tell you that you are wasting your time serving the Lord. Am I right about it? There will always be those around who will say to you that you are wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting the best that you have to give, and wasting everything that you could achieve in life. But I don't know about you, but I made up my mind I'm not going to listen to what others say. I'm going to honor God. Why? Because he has done too much for me. Anybody in here witness that God has done too much for you not to honor him? I stopped by New Providence to tell someone that he is worthy of all the honor. He is worthy of all the praise that you and I can give him. And I don't care what others think or say. Matter of fact, my honor and my praise is solely for an audience of one. I ain't here to praise you. I am not here to bestow honor to you. But I come to church to give glory and honor to Jesus, who is my Savior. Jesus, who is my Christ. Jesus, who is my burden bearer. Jesus, who is my heavy load carrier. Jesus, who is my friend indeed. Jesus, the one who supplies all my needs. Jesus, my way maker. Jesus, my miracle worker. Jesus, my promise keeper. Jesus, my light in the darkness. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm going to give Jesus all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Jesus in your home? Will you honor Jesus by serving him? Will you honor Jesus by being in his presence a priority in your life? Will you honor Jesus by giving him your best? Will you honor Jesus by refusing to let others tell you that he is not worthy of your praise, time, talent, and your money?
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.